it's obviously an incident that we don't like to see. And I've got to ask after the game, would I speak to Cozzy about the way he played? I'm certainly going to talk to him about the way he plays. I love the pressure that he puts on. I love the intensity that he plays with. But I did speak to our playing group, and Cozzy was involved in that, about the bump. There's no element in the game where we should be bumping. And that's the message I've given to our playing group, that it just puts you in a situation that you don't want to be in. So, you know, we certainly won't be encouraging our players to bump. We want them to tackle. We want them to play tough, contested footy. But that's one element of the game we've got to get right.
The bump is dead. That's what you're saying.
Oh, from my perspective, I think it is, yeah.
Well, that was Simon Goodwin today at a press conference declaring that the bump is dead. And I understand where he's coming from, but let me just digress. The so-called bump laid by all three on the weekend were never alive officially anyway. There used to be a reportable offence called charging, which is exactly what Pickett and McAdam in particular were. Those actions were a charge. In rugby league, they call that a shoulder charge, and they frown upon it gravely, as it is now ultimately getting that status in our game. The charge has been glorified for a long time, cheered on by some in the crowd who never are on the receiving end. Yet now, in a more enlightened era, when many are evidently suffering concussion effects years after their careers are over, we have calls from on-field leaders like Scott Pendlebury to ban it from the game. Eradicate it completely. Well, there's only one way to eradicate it, and that's to severely penalise it. 2 weeks for Pickett's action may have been what the Matrix decided if you foolishly ignore intentional, but it was not enough to change behaviour. And to then send McAdam to the tribunal for virtually the same incident is confusing at best and shoddy administration at worst. This was not the time to be beholden to a formulaic guide. It was the time to set a precedent. And those at the AFL who have ultimately decided to distinguish between the two have failed the game, missed an opportunity to reset what's acceptable, and made it more complex than it needs to be for those of us on the outside. It's too clever by half. If you aren't an administrator going to implement intentional or deliberate in the Matrix, then get rid of it. Stop mucking around with the intricacies and make a statement at the tribunal that is decades overdue. Give them a month on the sidelines and a red card at the time and watch it disappear overnight. The bump is an important part of our game for shepherding, for separating from opponents when competing for the contested ball. The bump isn't dead and it will never die. But the shoulder charge, which is what Simon Goodwin is referring to, is and should always have been. Tonight, the smartest man in football, Daniel Hoyne, is going to join us after 6 o'clock to take us through the round of footy and what the numbers tell us that the eye doesn't see. Hoyne, along with Glenn Luff, have changed the game. How it's reported, how it's analysed, how it's coached. And Kane, we're lucky to have signed him up for the year. He's on from 6. Welcome to you.